I went under your deck, Richard said. Why did you move him?
I had my reasons.
You visited Danny today, didn't you? Surely by now you know you can talk to me. In fact, I'm probably the only person in town who can truly understand.
You're a sick, twisted bastard, Richard. I'm a cop. There's nothing you understand.
He laughed with genuine amusement. You honestly believe that, don't you, Rainey? How clever. You've manipulated your conscience into allowing yourself to live. But I'm curious. This beer thing. I've been watching you for months now, and I just have to know. When you dump the beer over your deck railing, what is it you say?
None of your business.
And once again you disappoint. I had such aspirations for you in the beginning. But then you became prickly and dull. I'm not sure I like you anymore.
It's probably the gun, she told him. Stand up and surrender. We'll see if that improves your feelings at all.
He smiled. Nope, thank you. I'm more comfortable the way things are.
I'm good at my job, you have to admit that.
A good school counselor should be able to lead and inspire. And boy, did I lead and inspire. You should have seen Melissa's face at the end. She really hadn't a clue.
Is that why you came here? To gloat?
You know why I came here.
I'm not as easy to manipulate as a 13-year-old boy, Rainey said stiffly.
Richard stood abruptly. No, you're even easier.
He took a step forward.
Stop or I'll shoot.
He threw the shotgun aside.
But Lorraine, I'm an unarmed man.
Don't call me that.
He took another step forward. You know you want to do it. Killing gets in the blood. Hard for the first time, so much easier after that. I've read it releases powerful chemicals in the brain. No other high quite like it.
Believe me, I know.
Freeze!
Come on, Lorraine. Just pull the trigger.
You've been talking to Danny. You know how good it feels.
You hate me. You hate me for manipulating the boy. You hate me for helping him kill those girls. You hate me for putting him in your dreams.
Yeah,
I've watched you sleep. I know, it's all back in your mind. So pull the trigger, Lorraine. Do it one more sweet, satisfying time. Remember the power. Celebrate your rage.
God damn it!
She dropped the handgun to his kneecap, and when he took another step toward her, she fired. And the automatic weapon uttered a hollow little click.